Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right. We've got Jesse Jane Duff, retired Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant, on the phone with us this morning. And, of course, co-chair of Veterans for Trump as well. Jesse Jane, good morning.
Good morning, motivators, and I really love that intro still. In fact, I was in Florida this weekend, and they started talking during my presentation, and I said, you will speak when you're spoken to. And then I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my mind. They're going to throw me out of here. And guess what? They all shut up there quiet as mice for the next 20 minutes.
It worked.
It worked.
I'm telling you what. So I guess my question is, when is the last time an American president has tweeted in Farsi, and who knew the reaction we'd get in the country of Iran after what happened in the past 7 days?
Isn't that extraordinary? It's absolutely moving. I thought, why hadn't they thought of this sooner? Because this is obviously caught on, and it's messaging directly to the people so that they understand that this president doesn't have a beef with them. He has a beef with the mullahs who have basically ensured that they have no freedom, have suffocated their economy, have ensured that any woman must have her hair covered. Anybody who is gay is thrown off of a building. They've killed Soleimani. Had killed recently over 1,000 Iranians who had protested against these mullahs. And what it boils down to now is that even whether the Iranians love or dislove this president, they know that America is behind them.
Well, it's beyond due. One of the most telling things I saw yesterday, they had a protest in the streets, and there had been images of the American flag and the Israeli flag painted on the road, and the protesters...
Yes.
Intentionally walked around it so as not to walk on top of either of those flags.
Yes.
That tells you a lot about the internal politics in Iran.
Oh, yeah. So Richard Grenell, who's the ambassador to Germany, had tweeted that out, that image out. And then there was another image that I had also tweeted out that showed the regime supporters walking across the Israeli and American flag, and they were booing them. I don't think the correct word was booing, because they were calling them a name and that they should be that they were despicable for doing such. So anybody who dared to walk across it essentially was heckled, I should say, by the protesters. The protesters have become united. Keep in mind, these young protesters know that just they're from their own parents and grandparents. Just 40 years ago, women were in the schools with the men. They could go to the beaches. They were allowed to integrate with men. It was a different culture, a different society. So most of those women now are grandmothers and mothers, and they're the ones that are telling their kids, look, this isn't normal. This isn't what we had when I was growing up in Iran. That's what they're telling their children, and that freedom is a right from God. It is not a right from your mullahs. It is not a right from your government. And these young people that are, and I'm sure they go up to, you know, there's older gentlemen and women out there too, but when I say young, you get those 20-year-olds, you get those 30-year-olds, particularly the 20-year-olds, they think they're invincible. Trust me, I know the Marines think they're invincible. But when you got 20-year-olds out there, a government cannot stop them because they're fearless.
No. And that's a good point. You know, I think it's interesting to find out who the president's loudest critics were with what happened, this interaction with Iran. It was the squad. It was Rashida Tlaib. It was Ilhan Omar. The president directly addressed both of them and AOC in an interview this weekend with Laura Ingraham. Go to cut 16, please.
She hates Israel. She hates Jewish people. You just have to take a look at her rhetoric. It's incredible what's happened to the Democrats in Congress. They used to be supportive of Israel. Today, they're supportive of her and Tlaib. That's another real winner. Tlaib and AOC. who knows nothing. AOC knows nothing. Poor student, poor everything. And then she comes and she talks about the Green New Deal, and all these poor fools say, oh, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful?
I love how he buys real estate every day in the heads of the left, because they're going to lose their minds when he says that. And he's completely distracting them from what's important.
Absolutely. You know, this, keep in mind, AOC is the one that said unemployment is low because people are working several jobs. That's the logic she has. And if you don't analyze it and you're not that smart, of course you buy into that mindset that, well, more people are, the unemployment rate is lower because people are working more jobs. She doesn't understand the concept of an economic principle if it was thrown at her. And she knows how to twist up. She knows how to give you a word salad to confuse people and make them think that she is right. She's the very person that stopped all those jobs from Amazon going into her district because of the tax break they were going to get, and she twisted it around to convince people that they were going to lose money and it was costing the taxpayers that they were paying the company to come in. She had it completely upside down, deprived how many thousands of jobs into her own district. That alone should get her pushed out of Congress. Most people are at risk in their first 2 years, but the president is 100% right. So let's talk about Soleimani. Soleimani was the one that orchestrated to get Russia involved in Syria. He had great influence of over 1,000 Iranians that were murdered who had defied the regime that is in charge in Iran, let alone that the U.S. personnel, over 600, were murdered and killed by this man with his IED explosives, and over 1,000, well over 1,000, these are the ones we can just track back to him, were maimed. And I'm not talking cuts and bruises. I'm talking losing arms, legs, traumatic brain injury, blindness from the result of those explosions underneath those trucks. So what happens is you've got this man that has now been immortalized by the left, calling him a supreme general, the leader, and they put this in their headlines. I mean, the New York Times, Washington Post, every last one of them glorified this man. And then you have every Democratic candidate supporting Iran. Now, how in the heck did this happen? We had a congressman testify who's a former CIA operative. He flat out said, never in my lifetime did I ever believe that Iran could infiltrate the entire Democratic Party. And that's exactly what they've done. They're now doing the bidding and carrying the water for Iran. They have called this president a warmonger over Russia, over China, over North Korea, over Syria. Oh, well, all of those have passed, and now they're on to Iran. And guess what? Give it 48 hours, folks, and Iran did not go to war with the U.S. So guess what? The president has been right every single time. And these idiots who have been elected by probably sensible people hopefully will be voted out of office, and they will not sustain themselves on this Democratic platform because that platform is based upon leaves and twigs and a house of cards. It can sustain no one.
Boy, I hope those chickens come home to roost. That's for sure. Jesse Jane, thank you as always. We appreciate you.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.